I'm so happy to be here. It takes me back on time when I was, actually at one time I was your age, believe it or not. I was also a junior higher and a high schooler. You know, recently, my name is Albert Lim, and I meet in District 3 in the church in Anaheim, okay? And I'm so glad to see you all. And I was very presently impressed about your exercise of your spirit. I really praise the Lord, you know, that we have all these young ones loving the Lord. You know, when you say, oh, Jesus, I love you, that really touched my heart. Anyway, yeah. You know, recently I went to the Philippines. I grew up in the Philippines. And during the International Elders and Responsible One training that was held in Manila, one of my fellow students, when I was in junior high and high school, you know, who has now become one of the most best-known cardiologists in the Philippines. You know, and so many people want him to look at him, but he cannot because he has so many patients, you know. Anyway, he was my classmate, and we are quite close. So when I called him that I was in the Philippines, he came and visited me at the hotel, you know, where we stayed. And we had quite a lot of fellowship. And he told me that one of our junior high teacher is still around. So he gave me her phone, and I called her. And we actually have a very nice time eating that wonderful Chinese restaurant with shark fins. You know what shark fins is? Anyway, I don't want to get into any kind of controversy. Oh, so it was very nice. But you know, as I was talking to her, I was so much reminded of my junior high years. You know? So she was actually telling me about her impression of me when I was in junior high. So with her, you know, I looked like a little child. It felt like a little child because she was my teacher and I really loved this teacher. Anyway, so I think tonight we're going to cover a very important thing which Brother Lee has shared. And when I first heard about this, I truly was touched by this message. And Brother Lee actually gave this message in 1990, I believe, in the church in Berkeley, right? He gave that to the church in Berkeley. And he actually gave it to the young people. It's a young people's meeting. I didn't know that Brother Lee speaks to young people, but he does. So he spoke that message. And I think when I read those messages, I was just so touched by it. So tonight, I have a lot of feelings to share about that message. And that message is started by Brother Lee sharing that the human life is a race course. The human life is a race course. I think you were there. Did you remember this phrase? The human life is a race course. And then he shares something, you know. He said, if you don't have God, you have not started on this race course. If you don't have God. Anyway, he came to speak about what do we really need as a human being so that we can run the race. We can run the race. So if we consider, you know, I think even in my junior high years, and I suppose in all of you, you consider very much, you know, what will your future be, you know? Especially if you are graduating from junior high or high school, you would think a lot more, you know. What do we actually need for us to live a proper human life? Because so Brother Lee addressed this to the young people at that time, and he spoke some things that are very touching to me. So even today, I still read that booklet. You know, it came in a booklet. And there is two of these here in Cyprus. I don't know what we'll do with this. You know, so, and that book is called God, Education, and Character. God, Education, and Character. I think many of us had read this before, but I also think it is good for us to go back to this from time to time, you know, lest we forget what exactly do we need so that we can go on with the Lord. Okay, so the first thing is say, what is the first thing we need for us to be able to run, or even to walk this race? And he says, some people may think eating, drinking, and money is what we need. He said, but that is not right. The right answer is, we need God. We need God. You know, so I hope we will be impressed by this. You know, a while ago, we read this verse, you know, in Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child according to the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Okay, this verse is mainly talking to the parents. It's mainly talking to the parents. You know, that we need to make sure that our children knows what they need, that they need God. But recently, I also heard a testimony, and I was also very impressed with this testimony. He said that he was able to continue in this proper human life because their parent talked to him, even while he was a child, about God. So he said when he was growing up, he knows that there is God and he loves God. But even while he was going through lives, you know, something happened and he goes astray and all this, you know. But he never forget that there is God, and that this God is a God of love. This God is a God that cares for him. Because every time he's in some kind of a problem, you know, he would remember what his parent told him, especially his mother, you know, that there is God, and God is with us. You know, so as a young child in all this, I hope you're willing to listen to your parents. You know, when they talk to you about God, when they talk to you about our Lord, you know, we need to open our entire being so that we can receive what we truly need. We need God. Okay, we need God. You know, so when we talk about, you know, some people, and most people think that they need eating, drinking, and money. But I could tell you in a very experiential way how all this thing doesn't really satisfy, especially about money. Okay, especially about money. You know, one time as I was with a person, it so happened we were traveling together, not by plan, but by chance. We happened to be sitting together in an airplane, you know. All right, so he was telling me how great he was. Yeah, he's not talking about how great God is. He's talking about how great and successful he was, you know. He owned so many factories, he owned so many hotels, you know. And he did not know that I know he doesn't just have hotel and factory, he has six wives. Can you imagine that? Six wives. Because one time when I was in a restaurant, and one of his sons is my classmate, okay? And he has to take care of all the six wives because they all live together and they all eat together in a restaurant. So he was telling me, okay, this is the first mother, second mother, third mother, fourth mother, fifth mother. I said, what in the world is this? You know, he has so much money, but he was not satisfied. He was so much money, but he was not satisfied. You know, like the woman by the well, you know. He has five husbands, and the one he has now is not his or hers. You know, so I said, man, how come this person with so much money was still unsatisfied. But you know, praise the Lord that we are in the church and we are very much clear to understand what really would satisfy us is God. I hope you would remember this, you know, all throughout your life. What we need is God. We do not need anything else. If we don't have God, we don't have anything. You know, so this is very important. That's why Riley spoke about this, you know. He says so many of us probably are not so clear. What do we need? What should we pursue? You know, actually, what we should pursue is just this very God who came and died for us as we were singing, so that he can become our Savior. He can become one that lives with us, in us, so that he can be expressed out of us. This is the God that we all need. So I hope in any kind of walk you will have after you graduate from high school, you will still remember that this is what we need. Only God, which is eternity, could fill the gap within us. You know, we all have this void within us. I don't know if you have such feeling or not, but we have. You know, I remember very, very clearly when I graduated from high school, you know, that day I graduated from high school, I went back at home and feel such vanity within me. I say, after all these years of study, what did I get? You know, so there is such a void within us. Only God can satisfy. Okay, I hope you would all remember this. So when you have this satisfaction, don't go and seek for other things. What we need is God. Amen. Okay, we don't need any other things. We don't actually need any other kind of entertainment. We just need God. Okay, so this is what Broly shared. That's the first thing. The first thing we need to recognize is that we need God. So when he asked the second thing, what do you think is the second thing that we need? You know, some people say, oh, maybe we need the Word of God. Don't you think that's wonderful? Oh, we need the body of Christ. You know, we need, you know, all this, you know, prayer reading. We need our spirit being fanned into flame. He said, all these are good. But he said, actually, all this matter is included in God. If you have God, you have all this. You know, if you truly love God, surely you will exercise your spirit. Surely you will, you know, have a spirit burning to love the Lord even more, you know. So when he came to the second point, he said, what we need is actually education. Actually education. You know, so maybe some of you feel that, what is this, you know? Should we be talking about this in the church meeting? That we need education. Probably said this is very, very needed because this is what would prepare us to have the capacity to truly understand the Lord and to love the Lord. Okay, we need some training, some preparation. You know, when we say we want to know him, know our God, you know, you need your mind to be trained, so that you have the capacity to know God and to love him. Because the God that we serve, the God that we love, is the God of the Most High. Okay, he's the God of the Most High. So if you're not properly educated, you cannot understand him. And if you cannot understand him, it's hard for you to truly love him. Okay, you will love him, but only probably mainly in our emotion and not too much in your understanding of him. The more you understand him, the more you will love him. That's why Paul, being such a scholar in his days, you know, even towards the end of his life, still say that he wants to know God. The reason that he could know God in such an extent, even to know that our Christ wanted a body, you know, it's because of his training. You know, so today, we really need this. But we need this, not just, you know, for us to love the Lord, but we need this so that we can have a proper human life, a proper human life. That's why he felt that education is very important. Education is very important. So in that message, he kept telling all our young people that you should not be satisfied with a high school education. You should not be satisfied with a high school situation. You should go and have your 4 years of university. And if you can, you should go get some graduate studies, masters and PhDs. One time he even said you should get 2 or 3 PhDs. You know, so he felt like this is very much needed. Okay, so I hope that we will be impressed by all this speaking. When Brawley is speaking about this, I could sense that he truly cared for us. He cared for our going on, and he cared for the testimony of the Lord, you know, in his recovery. You know, when I was growing up, I don't know about you, but I hate studying. Do you love studying? I really don't like to study. Okay. So, but I was quite determined because I don't like to study. I don't want to repeat any grade. So I'll make sure I just pass. Okay, so if it's 75% to pass, I will get 75 or 76 in order not to repeat that year, you know. So, and the reason is because I don't think I need to have too much education. I was born in a good family, and I really am set for life, so I feel, why do you need to study, you know? Just relax, you know. So that was my feelings. For quite a while, all through the elementary school, and so the teachers are so amazed, you could always pass, but not too much. Okay. And so when I came to junior high, I was still doing that. But let me tell you a personal testimony, okay? One day, I was relaxing, watching TV, and I still remember the TV series is, I forgot what's the name of it. Anyway, I was enjoying the TV shows, and then a phone call came. You know, all my siblings were all watching. Nobody wants to answer the phone because the TV is more important to answer the phone. So I felt like I should go and answer the phone. So I went and answered this phone. You know, a stranger was on the other line. And he said, is this the house of Mr. Lim? I said, yes. He said, I have to tell you something. Your dad has a huge accident. So he is now in the operating room in the Chinese Memorial Hospital. You know, so he wanted me to make this call so that his family knows that he is on a life and death situation. Boy, am I shocked. So I quickly go in and tell my mother. My mother said, oh, we better rush to the hospital. Anyway, you know, that incident shocked me to my senses. It truly shocked me that life is so temporal, but also we cannot depend on your father or your mother. You have to depend on what the Lord has given you by spending time to educate yourself so that you can be prepared for the future in case they cannot be with you. You know, I was so touched by that, you know. I was actually shocked into my senses. I said, whoa, this is something. So somehow through the mercy of the Lord, you know, it changed my goal. So I felt like I need to really study. And I did. So by the time I graduated from, you know, we have a graduation in our junior high, you know. So we graduated. I came out to be the sixth in the whole class. So I was quite happy. And this teacher that I was talking about is my advisor on junior high three. You know, we have three junior high school year and then three senior high. You know. Anyway, so the Lord really touched me. And I believe, you know, through the mercy of the Lord, He can give us such aspiration to really be a proper human being. You know, to be a proper Christian, it's very, very necessary that we are a proper human being. Because Christian is higher than just human being, you know. So, as the basis, we need to be educated. And maybe I should also tell you that when I graduated from senior high, I was the valedictorian of the class. You know, even my mother was a little shocked. My own mother was shocked. He said, how could this happen? Then he asked me, did you befriend your teachers so that somehow they give you all these grades? So I have to tell her no. But I felt like unless we mean business and prepare for ourselves, you know, we are not going to be a proper human being. And I truly believe that, what is it now? Well, let's say that education, I don't know if you remember this, education is next only to God. Have you ever heard this? If you have not heard this, read this. It's in there, you know. Education is next only to God. You know, so that is quite something, you know. But let me share you with another thing, you know. You know, when the full-time training started, probably has a requirement. Probably has a requirement that for you to be accepted into the full-time training, you need to graduate from a university with a 4-year degree. Okay, so I think many of us know that, but maybe you young ones don't know that. You know, so I hope you all will have this aspiration to go to the full-time training. But what I would like to share with you is what Brother Lee shared as to why he thinks that we need graduate from university in order to be trained, you know. And so he explained, because some people was asking, Brother Lee, you know, why don't you just be more benevolent? If people wants to come to the training, just let them come, you know, have mercy on them, you know. But Brother Lee said, without the properly trained mind, we cannot really understand what the Lord is saying. So even to read the Bible, to understand the Bible without going astray, we need education. We need our mind to be trained. You know, so I hope we all know this. And I hope all the parents in the Lord's recovery would know this, that it is very, very necessary that we have proper education. Okay, let me tell you another testimony. This is the testimony of Brother Lee. You know, Brother Lee grew up in a poor family. Okay, and his father migrated, I think, to the northeast, you know, to the northeast to preach the gospel or something, but somehow was not able to take care of the family. So the family was quite poor. You know, but one of the elder sister of Brother Lee somehow was able to go and have a proper education. So when she returned to her mother, he infused upon her mother that the education of Brother Lee and his youngest brother should be taken care of in a very proper way. In a very proper way, because he felt that this education is so important for Brother Lee's future. You know. So, you know, the mother, having no money, you know what she did? She went and sold one of the family properties. And in those days, you're not supposed to sell that property because that's the burial place that they had prepared for their ancestry, from their ancestry. You cannot sell. If you sell such a piece of land that is supposed to be your burial place, you are offending your ancestors, you know. So they are so mad at her, but the mother felt like she believed in what her daughter said. For the future of Brother Lee and his younger brother, she need to sell that so that he could provide education. And at that time, in that place, you know, this higher education is actually run by Americans. And so he went to have this school that actually teach English, you know, in those early days. And that is why Brother Lee was able to have all this education with him. And he and his brother got that education from all these people that set up this private school, maybe like Acacia with a private school, you know. So when they graduated, they were actually hired by foreign company, you know, with very good job, okay. And then he and his younger brother was probably the two major donator for the church in Chifu for a number of years, you know, because the two of them make so much money, you know, and they were able to support the expenses of the church there. You know. All right, so that is quite something. But praise the Lord, Raleigh got saved. He received God into him in such a dynamic way. So after working for some time, you know, he had this feeling within him that he needs to serve full time. He needs to serve full time, you know. But he is wondering, what should I do? You know, the church needs his support, you know. And the mother needs his support. Oh, when they got so good a job, the mother was so happy, you know, because now he can ride in his own private rickshaw. You know what rickshaw is? It's those two-wheel vehicle that is pulled by men. No, it's not pulled by horses, it's pulled by men. So he would have his own driver, the one that pulled his rickshaw. So he was so happy. She would change her clothes two or three times a day, you know, to make sure people know that he has a lot of garments. Okay, so he was so happy. But when Broly, after, you know, going to have so much fellowship with the Lord, felt like he needs to go full time. So he went and told his mother that he needs to go full time. Oh, the mother was so mad. So what the mother did is to drive them away from their homes. And at that time, Raleigh already have three children, you know. But I'm saying this because, first of all, Raleigh met the Lord. And secondly, he was educated. And because he was educated with God as his center, he was able to make such a proper decision. Okay. And when he left, you know, when he started to go full-time, right away he was invited to go and speak in some conferences. And shortly thereafter, he received a cable from Brother Nee. And Brother Nee wrote that cable when he was traveling in the Mediterranean Sea to say that for you to go full-time, you know, it is good for you to go full-time. So that was quite an encouragement to him. Anyway, that's beside the point now. What I'm saying is that, first of all, we need God. But secondly, we also need education. But with God and education, we still need to go on to have the third thing that we need. And this third thing is our character. It's our character. If you look at all these servants of the Lord, the reason that they can be so useful to the Lord is because not only do they have God, not only do they have education. Education without God could be a dangerous thing, you know. You know, education without God could be a dangerous thing, because you could do a lot of things that is actually against God, you know. But if you have the proper character, a proper character built up, then the Lord would be able to use you. You know, I don't know how you feel, you know, but since I was young, because I grew up in a church, in a family that is in the local church already, in the Lord's Recovery. So my parents are very burdened, first, that we know God in a subjective way. And they also know that in order for you to subjectively know Him, you need to be willing to read the Bible. Okay? So from a young age, I would have to read at least half a chapter of the Bible before I have peace to go to sleep. I don't know why, you know, but that is what I was brought up with. So I was doing that. But now, of course, I'm not just reading half a chapter, you know. I'm reading 4 chapters a day, you know. Wonderful, isn't it? But when I was in the graduate school, I was reading even more, because my mind is so keen at that time. Okay, so I decided, since the Lord is training my mind, I should train my mind to read the Bible even more. So it's not just 3 chapters of the Old and 1 chapter of the New. I decided to read 16 chapters a day. 16 chapters a day. So people ask me, how can you read 16? Well, I said, I actually read 4 chapters in 4 translations. 4 chapters in 4 translations. I read in Chinese. I read in the King James Version. I read in the American Standard. And I read in the John Darby New Translation. You know, so 4 translations with 4 chapters. So that is 16 chapters. You know, if we really want to know God, I think we should make some vow before the Lord. You know, and this is what we are talking about when we talk about character. Character is not something that just what we are born with. That is part of it, but more so is the training of how we raise up habit within ourselves. You know? What kind of habit are we building up? If we build up the habit to read the Word of God, surely we will be filled with God. You know, as we talk about all this summer school of truth, you know, I hope it will give you a taste of how important God is. But it should also encourage you to build up a proper habit of coming to touch the Lord again and again, which means you need to touch the Lord every day, you know, every day. You know, and it's not just to call on the name of the Lord, you know, pray, read a few verses. It is also very good for you to start reading the Bible. Maybe you would read one chapter a day. That is good enough. That's your own capacity. But as you go and your capacity increase, you should learn a little bit more. These are all character building. This is all character building. You know, and also we need to build up a habit of coming to the meeting. You know, we have a habit of being fellowship with one another. All these are very good habits to build up our character. Okay, lastly, I'll give you this last testimony and I'll end. You know, I have three sons and five grandchildren. Okay, my youngest grandchildren is 3 years old. My oldest grandchildren is 8 years old. So I have lots of contact with them almost every week, you know. And what really touched me these days is that as they are growing, we need to be able to infuse to them what they really need in life. That is God, education, and a proper building up of character. Okay, so that is why I have a burden to share this with you also, that for you to go on, you need to do it now. The best time for you to be truly educated is actually from when you are 4 years old to when you are 24 years old. Okay, 4 years old to 24 years old. But for most of you, you don't have that much time anymore, you know. Isn't that true? Because pretty soon, you will be 24 years old, believe it or not. Okay, so it is time to start, you know, touching God, educated, so that you can build up a character that will be so useful to the Lord. I think the Lord will be very merciful to us if we just turn to Him and allow Him to speak to us in these ways, you know, to strengthen us, to enable us to really follow what He is. You know, just like what I share, you know, I used to hate studying. You know, I used to hate studying. But after I finished my first graduate school, I went to a second graduate school. So my parents start telling me, say, hey, you need to start working. I say, no, I want to be a professional student. Go from degree to degree to degree. I love university. But this is so different from when I was growing up. Because I used to hate studying, but I love studying these days. So the reason I share this with you is I truly believe the Lord that if we give Him the opening, He can change us. You know, to love Him, to be willing to be educated, and to be built up in our character, you know, so that we can actually serve the Lord. Don't you think that's wonderful? I hope you'll just remember this. What should you have? God. What's the second thing? What's the third thing? God, education, and character. Okay, let's remember that. And I hope that you will all be preserved by the Lord to go on with the Lord for the rest of your life. You know, actually, life is so short. We must give the Lord the time. You know. Amen.